That's okay. So, good evening. Welcome to class. This is week 5. You made it. Woo! It is good to accomplish something. So, kudos to you all. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for putting up with me. Couple just quick notes. So, we recorded the lessons. We're going to have them online, but I think what I decided to do, and I'm not a perfectionist, but I don't know. I like to do things. I may, at my house, re-record them. So if you do get them online and they sound different, or you kind of say, well, I don't remember that, I'm probably going to re-record it in my office. I have a little podcast set up, so I may do that, but we'll see. But you'll definitely have access to them. And again, I think I've said before, tonight doesn't end. I mean, I'm still available. Please feel free. You have my email, my cell phone. I'm around, so feel free to ask me any questions or if you need encouragement or anything. But thank you for again being here and putting up with me. So you made it. So our first 4 weeks really concentrated. Not a lot of slides, and actually you can probably like throw something at me. Not a lot of Bible verses tonight, which is kind of surprising. So real quick, so just a recap of last week, okay? We looked at basically examples of biblical prayer. We looked at these three. We looked at basically Hannah's prayer, and that's in 1 Samuel 1 and 2. We looked at Nehemiah's prayer in Nehemiah 1 and 2. And then we looked at basically the Apostle Paul, his prayer into the Ephesian church, obviously in Ephesians 3, 14 to 21 there. So we took that time, you know, we kind of, too much there to really recap, but again, feel free to go back and read those prayers. There's lots of other prayers in the Bible that you can look to for examples and, you know, ways of just equipping your prayer life. You know, a lot of the questions were, how do I have a more effective prayer life? Just reading some of the prayers in the Bible. I was talking to, I know, just whenever I prepare, I just find so many different areas and people kind of can confirm what I was saying. So I was just on the web reading a lot. And again, back to some of the questions, how do I increase my prayer time and my prayer effectiveness? And everywhere I was looking, it was like, read God's word, in God's word, in God's word. So kind of keep that with us. So that was basically our recap. Again, probably a lot there to say in those three prayers, but I think we went over a good amount of it last week. Okay, so like I said, you made it, right? So congratulations. We talked a lot about getting, you know, yourselves healthy in your personal prayer life. We talked about getting to an optimum level in your walk with the Lord. We talked about each one of us being holy, clean vessels before the Lord, and again, having that active prayer life where we are connected to the Lord. So I put here, so now it's time to this. Okay. Going public, right? So now those words, that term means something very unique, right? So if you're in like a startup culture, if you're an entrepreneur, that's the French word there. When you go public, that's like phenomenal. I mean, that's everyone's so happy about that. It means you're going to list on the stock market and you're going to cash out and you're going to make money, right? I read a lot of stuff kids and millennials are into, and so they have a slogan or a saying when they go like this: Lambo is for everybody, meaning everybody gets a Lamborghini, you know. But that's what they say, you know. But again, well, that might be the stock market. That's actually not what we're talking about tonight. So that's really it for the slides, okay? So we're not talking about that kind of going public. The kind I'm talking about, of course, is just basically using everything you've learned, okay, and that you are currently learning and doing, and then do that with just one other person, okay? That's the real going public. That's what's called ministry, all right? So we're not going to have a graduation class or a lay hands and say you're equipped, but you were before, of course, but you're equipped now for ministry, to go out and do God's work, all right? So tonight, you know, I said the word kind of going public, but it's talking about public prayer, okay? But when we talk about public prayer, I'm not talking about being up on a stage in front of 1,000 people or so, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, being invited to the White House and having to pray in front of people. You know, most of us would kind of just, our knees would be shaking, our teeth would be rattling. But you know, I'm talking about seeing a lady in the lobby, okay? And for you ladies in here, you know, seeing her in tears, and for us, for you ladies, to go up to her and see what's wrong, okay? For us guys, you know, to see someone looking despondent, you know, and are we going to go up to that gentleman, that person, and really engage them? And then when they kind of say, nah, I'm okay, you know, are we going to kind of back off, or are we going to pursue any further? Okay, that's ministry. And I say things, I don't get people's opinion or people's approval before, but I look at Brother Randy and, you know, we're pretty close. And I think one of the times that we got close on, or what started that, is I kind of saw him in the hallway and I'm like, hey, how you doing this morning? And he's like, okay. You know, and I'm like, no, you're not. You know, don't be fake. Not that he's fake, but you know, we all kind of have those moments when we put on that plastic smile and we're in church and you know, everything's kind of great, but it's not. So again, we need to be engaging, and sometimes, and again, I think I addressed it in the first week or so, but we kind of need to push through a little bit. You know, when people, again, we don't want to be, you know, unkind or ungracious to people, but we want to push through a little bit to get people out of their comfort zones. And that's a little bit kind of like what tonight is. And I use that that notion of the Brillo pad of being slightly abrasive. So we're just trying to get people out of their comfort zone. Okay. And then again, with all that, we kind of learned again that that prayer, don't leave prayer just as a last resort. You know, it's like, oh, I don't know what else to do, so I guess I'll pray. But it's like, no. The first thing we're going to do is pray. Okay. So back to kind of this thought about public prayer. So, you know, I said about the lobby and meeting people here in church. It's a great proving ground for us to exercise this gift and this ability. sorry, my throat there. So are we also able to visit people in the hospital, okay, and pray for them? Now, I know COVID has made that, you know, difficult, but again, beyond that or before that, you know, are we able to do that? Because, again, kind of this whole week with Jerry and Sandy Walker, I know we couldn't visit them because of the COVID restrictions. No, I'm good. I guess I have some ice here. Thank you. Because of the COVID restrictions. But again, when they're hopefully, Lord willing, finally, you know, released, you know, would you be willing to do that? You know, go and pray and visit, because it's so important. Also, and kind of now back somewhat personal, but so are we willing to pray in a restaurant before our meal? You know, I don't know if everybody does that. And again, I kind of put here and want to, you know, state, like, not arrogantly and loudly in a kind of a, hey, look at us moment, right? But in a confident kind of like, hey, I don't care where I am, I'm going to pray to the Lord, okay? And here's kind of like a main point if you're really taking kind of notes tonight or points, but my location or my surroundings shouldn't determine whether I pray or not. Okay, let me just kind of say that again. So my location or surroundings shouldn't determine whether I pray or not. Now, I'm not saying in every single situation, you know, to pray, but if you feel led to, don't let the location or the surrounding, you know, influence you. Now, obviously, there are more surroundings that are more encouraging and conducive to prayer. That's what we talked about, kind of a quiet time or a quiet spot in your house. But again, don't let them influence you. Because just because conditions are not ideal doesn't mean we shouldn't pray, okay? And that's where I talked, hopefully, I think that was week three. I didn't convey it too much, but again, this idea of, you know, everything isn't unicorns and rainbows, and sometimes when there's adversity, God wants us to challenge that adversity and overcome it. So, and I kind of put here, like, and sometimes I think these things, and I was like, and asked my wife, I'm like, we did do that, right? Like, I remember one time we went to a Panther game, right? And we got our food at one of those concession things, and we're kind of on those tabletop tables where you're eating, you know, and we kind of say, okay, let's pray, you know, but there's people around you, people are like spilling beer on you, and you know, all this kind of crazy stuff, and it's kind of like Grand Central Station, but you know, we prayed over our little hot dogs, and you know, because that's what we do, you know.
Can I share one other thing?
Sure, yeah.
We were at a restaurant up in Delray Beach, and it was like an indoor-outdoor restaurant, and we prayed for our food, and then a waitress came over to us, and she goes, wow. She goes, I haven't seen anybody pray in such a long time. She goes, I used to go to church, and she goes, I just really admire you that you actually prayed here in a restaurant. And we're like, yeah, we do it all the time, and that opened up for us to invite her to church, and we had the conversation with her, but just for her to say, wow, I haven't seen that in a long time. Nothing on us, but just you know, to God be the glory, that was like, wow, that was really cool that she picked up on that. Not that we were by any means making a spectacle out of ourselves. We just did our normal, but I thought that was a great testimony.
And I guess I totally don't remember that at all. So, I mean, sorry, but no, that's great. I believe you. I believe you. See, this is our marriage. This is our marriage. So. Oh, that was there before we were dating. Anyway, no, but that was good. But no, this is our life, and I love it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I have something similar.
Sure.
When I was working, my former boss had lunch with Mother and Daddy, and I was not with them. And Mother and Daddy prayed before they ate, and that meant something very special to my boss.
Yeah. Awesome.
She made a point of telling me. Brought tears to her eyes when she was telling me. So, yeah.
Amen. Is that us or is that next door?
They're singing.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Awesome. And I'm going to get to that actually in 1 second. So our location or surroundings shouldn't really, you know, inhibit us whether we pray or not. And also, I was kind of alluding to the crowd, you know, whether you're in a stadium or, you know, whether you're around your family members, your boss, your coworkers, and I put here like other influential people. You know, sometimes, you know, let's be honest, we kind of, there's movers and shakers, and if we kind of know, if we can kind of get hooked up with this group or this crowd, I can go places, you know, again, kind of in the world, but then sometimes we're more inhibited to pray. And I know that's happened to me. That's why I share that. You know, I'm bold and kind of teaching this class and everything, but, you know, sometimes you get around, now I'm in a new department, get around all these guys, and I still will, but, you know, you're kind of more like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say too much, rock the boat, you know. And again, we all have those things. So just because I'm up here sharing and teaching, don't think I'm, again, Mr. Know-it-all or do-it-all. But again, this class challenges me to say, no, we have to overcome that. To just, even again, whether it's the crowd or the surroundings, to just do what God has called us to do. So be encouraged. If you struggle with that, you know, so do I. There's no doubt. But having said that, there should be, I think, two locations where we feel totally, totally 100% confident to pray, comfortable to pray. And that is, number one is in your own home. Okay. So, when you have parties, when you have events, you know, just include prayer. You know, a lot of times, like Jill said, and Ms. Brenda said too, like around food, it's a good time to incorporate prayer, you know, to say, hey, we're going to eat, but let's just bless the food. And that's a good opportunity to even witness and just, you know, have a statement. Hey, thank you for coming to our house. You know, we love having you and you know, injecting, you know, God into the equation. So, you know, hopefully you do that. And, you know, especially coming up with the holidays, you know, it's, believe it or not, we're going to blink and Thanksgiving's going to be here. And, you know, we have what, sometimes the in-laws and the outlaws come over for dinner, and, you know, Uncle Steve or, you know, Aunt Sally, and it's just, it's difficult. But, you know, try to incorporate that. And if people avoid your house because of that, you know, if they, oh, I don't want to go to Mike and Chill's, I know they're going to talk about God and Jesus again, you know, hey, that's up to them, you know. You just to be faithful for what you're called to do and you know, to be a blessing in your home. You know, God has provided that home. God has given you the finances, the resources, the money. So choose it to bless Him, for sure. The second place is in your home, and number two is in your home church. Okay, so when we gather in the church, you know, I hope that we're all confident to pray. But why do we not feel confident? What is? Oh, your hand up, Sylvia. That's okay. So why do we not feel confident to pray? Well, and this is what I was referring to. Sometimes I get too fast in my thoughts. So I was talking to Brother Turner. Usually I just say I was talking to a gentleman, but I was talking to Turner, and he's like, how's the class going? I said, pretty good. And I told him what we're going to do tonight, and he said exactly these words. And I think I addressed this week one. He said, well, a lot of times people don't pray corporately or publicly because they don't have a private prayer life. And I said, that's exactly what we address. But hopefully we address that, and it's, again, it's kind of week five that you're moving forward, you have a prayer life. So now, again, like I said in the introduction a bit, that you're just taking what you're currently doing, you know, privately and adding a couple people, you know, to that conversation, to that experience here at the church. Okay. So hopefully when we're called on the carpet, you know, to pray, you know, we don't freeze and panic and run or totally avoid it. Okay, so you guys have been in this class, so you can't use that excuse anymore. Okay, so you're gonna get a badge or something.
We have to show pastor proof that this class was.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some other reasons that we're, maybe not you specifically, but just people are afraid to pray in public?
Shyness.
Okay. Okay, very good, very, very good. So that's exactly right. Kind of, you know, we feel we won't use the right words. Okay, that's, you know, again, in Googling and researching and looking at all these things, you know, people think, well, you know, I won't use the right Christianese or the right Christian language. Okay, very good. We don't think we're the expert. You know, we kind of look around the room and we'll say, well, I won't pray because I know Brother Randy's more spiritual, so I'll just let him pray. So again, that's another one we kind of defer to another expert or someone kind of higher up, you know, in the church structure. That makes any sense. We feel we're going to sound weird or stupid. You know, I say we don't know the prayer lingo. And again, we don't feel like we're the best equipped person to pray in the room. And I think it's this last one's kind of the same thought, but we always think that someone else prays more eloquently than me, you know? And that's always, well, no, he or she's better. They pray so eloquently. It's like, okay, so those are some valid reasons, but so what are some responses to that? So, and here's what I said, and I'm going to say this slowly and hopefully, you know, don't catch the full thought, but I said, sometimes you just have to learn not to care. Okay, and then I put care specifically what other people think about you. Because I think that's what a lot of times we're like, well, this person's going to judge me for what I say. Okay, but, and this is what I've learned. And again, I think I'm a confident person in life, but I get timid at times in situations and things. But here's what I do know, and I go back to this a lot, that I guarantee you that people are not thinking that much about you. So if you're worried, what are they thinking about me? I guarantee you they're not. People are always thinking about one person and one person only. That's themselves. All right. I've loved this line or thought here. It says, I'm always thinking about myself. I'm always on my own mind. And it's so true. So if you're that one and, oh, Brother Mike's going to judge me. I'm not, because I'm already thinking of telling Ms. Brenda about tomorrow and work, and not that my mind's not here focusing on the class, but I'm saying all of us, we're already in a sense out the door, and what do I have to do tomorrow and tonight, and you know, and that goes even back to what we said about our prayer time. We have to kind of wrestle our thoughts so we can get in that those alone, you know, time and those alone minutes to, again, arrest our mind, arrest our thoughts to concentrate on prayer. So hopefully some of those things help, and again, that, you know, that again, and I know it's easy to say, maybe hard to do, but don't worry about, you know, what other people think about you, because they're really not, they're focused on themselves. Also, another kind of response that, you know, oh, I don't pray, or somebody is more eloquently than I, but, you know, ask yourself, are you any less of God's child than the next, you know, brother or sister in the Lord? Because again, this class was kind of the premise is that everyone's born again. So again, are you any less because, you know, you maybe quote unquote don't pray, you don't know maybe some of the words to say? No. And you know, God wants to hear from all his kids. Okay. And kind of a side note on that, like going back to worrying about what other people think about us, if only we would put that much effort into thinking, what does God think about me? You know, so it's good if you have that. That's good that you're worried about other people, but just shift it and direct it a little bit to, you know, what is God thinking? You know, don't worry about myself or anybody else think, but what does God think? Okay, so those are some responses. On this one, I said often, confidence breeds confidence. You know, it's built by doing, you know, so you just have to take the plunge. You know, kind of, again, shifting. And not that the purpose of this class was solely about the Wednesday night prayer meetings when we do have them, but that was part of it. I mean, part of the notion, again, is to build up our confidence to pray in various settings. So in those settings, we have that notion of, like, well, I can just say pass when you get in those circles, you know, but I challenge you. I challenge you to take the difficult road and pray out loud. Now, the first time you do it, you may feel like your hair is on fire, okay? but it's not, you know. You'll get through it. Don't worry. Especially in this class and even in this church, you know, people love you. You know, people love you here. We want you to succeed. You know, feel relaxed. And I know sometimes that doesn't, I don't know, maybe that isn't felt or construed, but that's definitely the truth, that people love you and they want you to succeed. One secret here, and kind of, I guess I would say for people who always kind of do the praying is, you know, those of us that pray a lot would love to be blessed to be on the receiving end of prayer, you know. For example, and I kind of use this, like, you know, I do like to cook and barbecue, but it's nice to go to someone else's house, you know, and sit and just be blessed and to be waited on. And that's a little bit like prayer. Yeah, I love to pray, but it's nice to hear other people. You know, it builds my faith hearing other people pray. You know, and we've been trying to drive into this class that, you know, how you pray is a reflection on your relationship with God, okay? And it's refreshing and it's a blessing. So I know sometimes we don't pray, but if you don't, you know, that's kind of you're kind of removing or taking away a blessing from someone else. Okay. And then lastly here is, think about the end, you know, meaning like, I know I'd be afraid to run into a burning building. Okay. And I wouldn't do that, obviously, you know, for just because I'm bored. But if you truly showed me, you know, the end of two kids, like, so I'm showing you the end before that, here's the two kids you're going to save. And here's their lives and you know, all that, you know, you show me that, then I'll run into the building, you know, because you're seeing the end effect first. So maybe public prayer is terrifying, but think of the end goal, you know, and that's that the comfort and the peace and the encouragement that others feel and they sense when they know that their needs were lifted to God by those who cared enough to do so. Amen. And I think that's that. That last part, that cared enough to do so. And I think, and I look up this, because I instantly knew what I wanted to say here, and I think it's Teddy Roosevelt that kind of has quoted this, but it does say, he's famous for saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that's the other thing with public prayer. Yeah, it's great to say, be at church, be at work, and you have a coworker with a need, and, you know, hey, my church will pray for you, and you take it to Wednesday night. But how much more, like, if you pray for that person? And it could be there on the spot, or it could be, you know, later on, you know, at the Wednesday night service. So those are just some thoughts there on responses. So having said that, we're exactly halfway through with the class. So part of my design goal was to have public prayer. So... some people aren't here tonight, so this is what's that? Yeah, take one. And so what we're gonna do? So it should be hopefully a simple prayer request in the bucket here.
It says boys.
And
we can't. It's boys only. It says, so we're good.
Yeah. This is the buckets we use in the office for the counting.
Cut boys.
So.
Make sure everyone has one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There should be enough, because I know some people didn't make it tonight. So here's what we're gonna do. Wanna give it a whirl or okay. Okay, so
you forgot your wave.
No, she said she wanted to wait, but I had...
I was if you had enough.
Oh, I had plenty, yeah. I'm just so used to, you know... I'm just so used to being told what to do. I love you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room, and so this is like perfect timing. So, my goal, and again, just 30 seconds... a minute. I mean, if you feel a need for more to pray, fine. But if you're one of those, and you know, you can I don't want you to pass, but just 30 seconds to a minute. I know originally we kind of said, you know, maybe start with, you know, Heavenly Father, but this is, again, just I don't want to say a quick exercise. I'm not trying to trivialize it, but you can just start out with kind of the intention, you know. So what's yours, babe? What's your prayer request?
Pray for your husband.
No, that's actually... What number is that? What number?
17.
Okay. So when it comes to your turn, so if you need help, ask me and I'll help you. And I'll give you, you know, just again, not that I'm the guru, but I say, here's some of the thoughts that I would say, or here's some of the things. And again, personalize it. And again, I don't know if everyone got this. I mean, because I know there's some extra ones. So hold on, let me see. Here. Which one was it? Does anybody have, I should, I guess, alphabetize these, but anyone have the church and being a part of the community, being a good representation to our community? Number 12, I'm sorry. Anybody have 12? Okay, perfect. So here's like, so if you got 12, so 12 says, pray that our church would have a good reputation in our community, okay? So, of course, that encompasses a lot. If you truly wanted to pray that for a whole week, you could pray Monday through Friday and have a bunch of different things to say or to ask for. So one of the things, and this is, again, hopefully you kind of get my heart and my spirit of being very pragmatic. You can say, you know, Lord, help our church to have a good reputation and help our church members not to speed down these roads, you know? And so that's what I'm saying. It could be something just that simple. And that's part of the good reputation. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be so spiritual. It could be something, you know, very pragmatic. Now, yes. I wouldn't maybe say, I hope, you know, Mary gets a ticket, you know, but, you know, but the point is that's important about having a good reputation. What's that?
Maybe that's going to take for that officer to be saved.
Maybe so. So, maybe we'll take a collection for the ticket, you know? But that's just one example. Of course, you could pray that, you know, our church is a light and a testimony and obviously all of that. But that's just one thing that I would kind of do, you know? And again, maybe there's something else that kind of jumps out to you that concerning about having a good reputation. But, you know, again, that's kind of what I would do. So, everybody on board? Everybody okay? All right. So, anyone like to go first? Anybody getting Miss Furman? What number do you have?
Number
23. Number 23. Okay. So 23 it says, pray for our church to raise up new servants. Okay. You want any help? Are you good? Or okay. All right. So,
dear Father Lord, we ask you humbly to help us bring new servants into our church.
Thanks, God.
We started out great. COVID came and scared everybody. And we lost one of our dear friends and friend who showed all of us what it truly means to be a servant of you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes. We know it's going to be hard. We know people are going to say, I'm too busy. But Lord, we should never be too busy for you.
Amen.
I ask that you bring everyone, women, children, men, grandparents, grandmothers, everybody into this church to serve you, Lord. We want to do what we can for you so we can let the world know that you do exist. We pray this in your son's name, Father.
Amen. 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 Great start. Wonderful. Okay. Miss Brenda.
I have prayed for those in our church dealing with loneliness.
Okay, which number is that?
16,
okay. And I actually put this one because this is something that I battle. I mean, I'm saying specifically right now, but and I say that only because people are like, you know, really, you? Yeah, I mean, it's you'd be amazed at what people struggle and deal with. And again, so and I say that just so, again, as sending you out as ministers to not be surprised at what people kind of say. So I'm not lonely today. Don't think that, but I'm just, you know, it's again, you can have people, you can be in a room of 1,000 people and be lonely. So, okay, I said too much. So I apologize.
Hey, gracious Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you for this class. Be with those in the church who are dealing with them.
Yes, God.
There's
something to be lonely and then, or alone, and then there is loneliness. Help us to recognize someone who needs a word of encouragement.
Yes.
Someone sitting by themselves at church. Someone new, someone not new. May we feel comfortable in reaching out to them, asking if they have any needs. Thank you, dear Lord. Be with us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Excellent. Awesome.
Number six.
Pray for our president. All right. That's a good one. No, come on. Like I said, I've always said it's not whether you voted for the person or not, or the party, if it's a D or an R or whatever. You know, the Bible has called us emphatically to pray. And so, you good? Okay. All right.
Precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you've done for us. Father God, you are so good to us. And Father, we thank you for the president that you have instituted, that you've given us to run our great country. Father, this is a great country. Mm-hmm. The United States of America was founded upon the word of God. Mm. And so, Father, we just pray for our president tonight. We pray for the men and women of Congress.
Yes.
We pray for the judges. We pray for the men and women that surround the president, the vice president, Lord Jesus. We just pray that. We pray for their hearts.
Yes.
We pray for their souls.
Yes.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd bring someone to them, Lord, that they would hear the word, hear your word, Lord. And if they're not saved, Lord Jesus, we pray that they would be saved, Father, that they would surrender to your word, the Bible, Father. That when they make their decision, Lord, they would come to you first. They would seek your wisdom, Lord Jesus, before they make their decisions. Lord, it seems like we're in a turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. COVID. And we're not together. We're pulling apart. The governors have decision to make. The school board have decision to make. The judges make decision. The men and women of Congress, Lord. So bring them together in unity, Father, as one. Just like how you have us in the church as one. Bring the men, the president, Lord Jesus, and his cabinet as one so they can make good choices, right decisions, how to lead this country, Lord Jesus. They look to you first for your leadership, Father. We ask this, Lord Jesus, and Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for Brother Mike, the time that he has devoted to us and spent to us, getting us to be better connected to you. And to better our prayer lives, Father. Most of us can pray and want to pray, but we are nervous and do not want us to pray out loud. And he has come and has shown us how to get closer to you, Lord.
Amen.
So I pray tonight, Lord, that as we leave here, that we'll be willing, Lord, not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk.
Amen.
And that we would... All that he has taught us, Lord, would enrich our lives, enrich our prayer lives, and bring us closer to you, Lord, and a closer walk with you. This is what I ask, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. And again, like I said, there's so much you want to say, and kind of on a side note, I don't have the verses, but, you know, again, if you hear people, you know, as you're praying, other people say, Amen, yes, Lord, I agree. Again, it's just that they're just agreeing in prayer with you, you know. So I've been in, you know, places, and like I said, I think the first night I told you, I've been around the block in a lot of different. So sometimes you'll be in a place where it's like, hey, man, you know, and it's a little, my opinion, a little too much. So like everything, just be sensitive to the Spirit, you know. It's kind of like, and I'm not maybe way off topic, but it's kind of like the Pentecostals. Some of the things they do are kind of okay, but they take it to the extreme to where it's a total distraction. You know, hopefully that made sense, you know, so move on. But yeah, but definitely it's okay. You know, if you feel, again, you're agreeing with your brother or sister in prayer to say amen, You know, I agree. Yes, Lord. You know, like help them, help the president, kind of in that situation. So, feel free. But just, you know, just as everything, be cognizant. It's just kind of like, maybe it's way off topic, but sometimes, I don't know if you notice, depending on where you sit, somebody in church will raise their hand, you know. Now, we're not typically a church that does that, but it's biblical, so it's not against anything, but, you know, we don't want you to be in the front row and, you know, getting all a little too crazy. So just temper it a bit, or, you know, maybe that day watch online and be at your house and, you know, in your own private home.
Can we just give a joke?
Sure, sure.
So we had a sister, she's passed now. Is it okay to laugh at it? So we're in church and she's sitting over there and pastor's preaching. Not our pastor. And she got up and she said, "Wake up, church, wake up,
church." We know her too.
Miss Dorcas.
Hey.
Wake up.
Sometimes you need that. I mean, I'm not leave and say Mike said no, but I'm just saying sometimes, you know.
Some, because no one was like,
yeah,
where is it?
Yeah. So, but okay, so yeah, that point about agreeing in prayer, you know, feel free. Okay. Anyone next who'd like to go?
Number 7.
Okay.
Our missionaries.
Awesome. Yep. And it could be obviously one or, you know, all of them or whichever, but.
Dear Heavenly Father, foremost, I want to say thank you. Bless you, Father, for allowing us to be able to take this class. And they said that we are not persecuted.
Yes.
You literally have missionaries that actually gave up their life to go to other countries, whereas they are teaching others about you and how to have a relationship with you. Lord Father, bless them. As Pastor said last week, there's even some that are in communist countries, in Taliban country, whereas they may not be able to preach, whereas they have to hide as they actually talk to people. There's one that's supposed to be coming to the point that he cannot even show his face, or that one will have to be a closed door one. Father, bless him or her.
Yes.
Bless that person with his family to actually continue to do your work.
Yes.
We have Nick and his wife.
Yes.
That will be going to Japan soon. And again, Japan need you. Help them, Father. Bless them so they can actually be a rock for you.
Yes.
So we all can be glorified. Father, bless those that actually do go on mission trips.
Yes.
Protect them. Protect them from COVID. Father, thank you. Thank you for Mike and Jill for allowing us to actually take this class with them, and for us to have confidence.
Yes.
And I speak for myself that I am able to be more confident in my prayer life. I thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Mr. Barry?
Pray for the church to have hope.
What's that? 21. Pray for the church to have hope. And I know just... Yeah, because I know with everything going on, it's sometimes, even Pastor was saying today, he's been so down, if you will, that he was kind of slap happy. I think he said that word at the 11. So yeah, it's time. So,
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us, Lord. Thank you for the church family, Lord. Without you, we are nothing. Lord, I ask you to cover the church family, cover the body of the church. When I came here 4 years ago, I was not sure what I want to do. But you showed me the way. Yes. You kept me here. I've gone through a lot of stuff, Lord. And without you, I would not be here today.
Amen.
I thank you for all that. And there's a lot going on right now, Jesus. And we have to stay fast in your name so we can focus on what you have going on for us, Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord, to keep keep cover over the church body, Lord. We need you every step of the way. Yes.
Amen. And I think, I don't know, the Lord has picked those ones. And not that you don't have hope, but I know you've been through a lot with, your sickness, and continue to have hope, you know. I mean, that's when we lose, I'm not saying you do, but when we lose hope, you know, we lose it all. I lost it concerning the job and everything. I jumped back to that, but I was hopeless for a long time. And my wife could tell. She's like, man, you're, so yeah, I am. So anyway. Side note there, but thank you, Brother Barry. Is Pauline, you want to go? We'll finish that side of the room. Uh-oh. What number do you have? 14. Pray. Yeah, you want to read
it?
All right, so those specifically health, but specifically for those battling cancer. So...
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity that we can come before you. Mm-hmm. We think of all this, Lord, we do not have this privilege, but we are so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for this church body. There are others here in this church body who are battling cancer. Some of them we may not know of, but Lord, you know. Lord, we ask you to put your healing hand on them. If it's your will for them to be healed, Lord, thank you for what you're going to do. And everything we do will be to your will, to your glory, and to your honor. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, awesome. Mr. James, would you want to go now, or
sure?
What number do you have?
15.
Okay. Wow. Pray for those in our church affected by COVID. So huge numbers and people. But whenever you're ready,
Heavenly Father, we pray for those in our church and outside our church affected by COVID. Please help us and our medical people to find a cure for this terrible disease.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Awesome. Miss Sylvia, yeah.
I have 18.
Okay, very good. Yeah, pray for those needing forgiveness. And, I mean, it could be that you need it or you need to give it. And I always think about, sorry, I don't want to take your time, but I always think about this coming up on the holidays, you know, because especially Christmas, everyone's so whatever with their families, but, you know, it's a difficult time for some, but it's typically when you dive down in the deep sin nature, it's usually always something about forgiveness. So that's kind of why I put it on the list there, just general things to pray for. So.
Heavenly Father God, I just thank you for being Father God, you are the one true God, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My God, I just thank you for your outpouring of love on your people. Father, you loved us so much that you gave your only Son to die for us. Father God, sometimes in life we go through situations where our hearts are hardened against others. Mm. We're not able to say forgive me. But Lord, I just ask that you create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. Father God, I ask that you touch our minds. Help us, dear God, that we can humble ourselves and be bold to stand up and say, please forgive me when we have wronged someone. Lord, as we're coming up towards our Thanksgiving holiday, I pray again, Father, that our people will be able to give thanks and just be able to say sorry to each other. I know, Lord, that you're working in our hearts to change us. I just give you thanks for this class. It has helped me, Lord, to communicate with you in a more effective manner. And I give thanks to Brother Mike and his wife, Jill, that they gave up their time, Lord, to just teach us and help us to learn more. God, I just thank you, and I ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Yeah, it's such a powerful trait, the need of forgiveness. So, which one do you have?
Pray for our military.
Okay. Awesome.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for paying the ultimate cost, Lord, on the cross for our sin. Lord, we were at enmity with you, Lord.
But Lord, you gave us this wonderful opportunity to come to the gospel, to hear your word, and reconcile ourselves with you. Lord, we thank you for your in authority over all, Lord, above everything else, Lord. Your omniscient, omnipresent, you know everything. And Lord, as we think about what's going on in the world, Lord, we just ask you to pray for our military.
Yes, God.
People who have their lives, put their lives on line for the freedom. But we don't forget also, Lord, that you put your life on the line for us, and you're victorious over sin. So Lord, I pray that you would just encourage our military, encourage the families who have to bear the loss of their son or daughter.
Yes.
We're just fighting for freedoms, but yet we're reminded that you freed us from sin if we would just come by faith in you, Lord. Thank you for everything you do in our lives. Thank you for Brother Mike, who is just a power horse, Lord, in your word, and encourages us to pray that we could spend more time with you, that you can lead our lives accordingly. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Awesome. Brother Larry, would you like to go, or?
Okay.
What number you got?
I got number 13.
13. Okay.
I'll read that out for you. Pray for church shut-ins, those who are too sick or cannot attend church.
Okay. Yeah, and I think, I think of Ms. Pat Kavanaugh and others who, can't make it. I know, oh my goodness, who's battling with Crohn's for so long? Debbie Turkenkoff is another one. There's more. I know we have a large contingency, but I know Covenant Village has a big group of our church people, Hal and Jackie. I know they're able to get out a little bit. So let's say we have a ton, but we have a sizable amount. So those are the people that we would be focusing on. So
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for those who are too sick, who are unable to join us today. I pray that you comfort them in their illness, and that you may, as the great physician you are, help them through a speedy recovery to get through their sickness.
Amen.
I also pray for those who cannot attend church due to maybe they are taken care of, people who are unable to come due to their sickness, or through what other means that might be in their way. I pray that you can remove those obstacles for they would be able to join us. I also pray, Lord, that as a church community, that we will also reach out and bring the church to those people through our prayers, through our phone calls, just to let them know they're missed and dearly loved.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 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 Great job. You want to go next, or?
Me?
I'm sorry, my wife. I was kind of...
Can't see.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just a crier when I pray.
Okay, so that's my
thing.
What number do you have?
Pray for those in our church caring for our loved ones.
What number, though?
17.
Okay. You okay? You want to...
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
All right, Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you so much for today, Lord. Just thank you that... You are Abba, Father, Lord, that we can come to you. We can fall at your feet, Lord, at any time. And just pray to you, Lord, to cast our cares upon you. Lord, just thank you for your goodness, your mercies, Lord, that they're new each and every morning. Lord, I pray for all the caregivers, Lord, that are taking care of loved ones, Lord, even friends that we love, Lord. I pray that you would give them strength to take care of them. Lord, I pray that you would just give them a heart, Lord, a continued heart for caring and loving on those people, Lord, that you would just pour out an extra blessing, Lord, for those that are caring for the sick, for the needy, and even people with finance problems, Lord. I pray that you would bless the caregiver in that situation, Lord, and just watch over them and keep them, Lord, keep them strong, keep them faithful to be servants, Lord. We just praise you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Ms. Marie?
Yeah.
What number?
22.
22. All right. Oh.
Pray for our class to be fruitful in prayer.
Amen. So pray for our class to be fruitful. I appreciate what you've said and that that you've learned and you're improving and taking it with you. So that's awesome.
Father God, you are ever present in our lives. And we thank you. We thank you for your many blessings. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share in this EOS class. Thank you for Pastor Hunter for arranging this ministry so that we can be more effective in our prayer life. Thanks to Mike and his leadership. And I thank Jill also for his able assistant as we move forward. And thank you for this opportunity, for this EOS class, and bless Mike and all the people who have signed up and is completing this sperm journey today. As we go forward, may we feel more at ease and effective and not discouraged by the crowd or the surrounding. And we can go forward in praying for and with others and sharing the gospel. Not be afraid. Father God, we give thanks for this day. Bless the people in this room that as they go forward, they will know the effects that has been shared and can feel free and feel able. Thank you, Father, for your many blessings. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Ms. Donnie?
Number four.
Okay, very good. I pray for our church staff.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this church. Lord, I thank you that you brought me here and that slowly but surely I'm making friends and feeling the love that dwells here. Lord, I ask that you would be with our pastor as he leads us, that you'd give him the physical and emotional and spiritual strength that he needs. Lord, this has a big responsibility, and we sometimes take it for granted that all that comes with that leadership responsibility. And Lord, I don't know the staff by name, but I pray that you'd be with the clerical staff and the music ministers and Pastor Reuben and all of the deacons and all those in key positions that minister to our congregation in so many different ways. Help them, Lord, to be of one accord, to look to you for guidance and direction, that as they minister, they would see the fruits of their labors.
Yes, God.
That you would bless each one. Thank you for all you are and all you do, and for your great love. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And I think that was perfect. Thank you so much. That, you know, that's why I get back to the basics. You don't know people's name, that's fine. You know, God knows their name, and just you cover them with that. So that was wonderful. Miss Barbara.
I'm going to pray for our church to love our neighbors.
Okay. So, pray for our church to love our neighbors and not just, you know, each one of us and not just the people on the left or the right of us, but of course is what the Bible would say who our neighbor is. So.
Father God, we're so grateful for you and all that you are to us, Lord. You are love, and because of you and because of your Son, love flows through us. And we just ask that love that we have, Lord, that you would take it each morning and just gird us up with even your armor, that we could go out and as we meet our neighbors, as we pray for our neighbors, as we see our neighbors, that you would just shine forth and you would be that shining light that you want us to be, that you would put words in our mouth to encourage and to lift up each neighbor with their needs, whatever they might be. And those neighbors could be our next door neighbors, our across the street neighbors, the neighbors that we meet in Walmart, Publix, wherever we might be. Yes. They are all our neighbors, and they all need to know you. They all need to know all about you, and they all need to hear about you. And I pray that we would have the boldness and the love to just speak forward and let them know the love of Jesus, which is in our hearts and which needs to be shared. You've called us to do that. I just ask that you do that, please, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Well, each one of you gets an A++. So, and the perfect time is 5:30. 6:30, right? Okay, yeah, I'm right. Something 30. So, I'm going to pray lastly to kind of close this out. But you've heard 15 unique individuals, different backgrounds, different cultures, different upbringings, each having a relationship with God. Pray. You know, they've expressed a topic, but they've expressed it personally from their heart. And again, like I said, everybody prays differently, but it's a personal thing. And I know we were all blessed by doing that. So kind of that's what a prayer meeting feels like. If you've ever been to an old prayer meeting, kind of tent revival, that's kind of a little bit what it's like. But at the end, I was going to wrap up and kind of go over some things. But I just go back to what I said on the first night, just the importance of prayer. Your salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ, your Bible reading, and prayer. Those are the, in a sense, the trinity, if you will, of importance. And after that, number four, I would say evangelism. That's really what a disciple of Jesus Christ does. And I know in my life sometimes, I have hills and valleys, seasons of ups and downs where all those four things, I mean, my salvation, of course, is secure, but those three things may not be ideal, but those are the three things that we need to work on. So again, just if you take nothing out of this class, it's the importance of what prayer is to the believer and the need for the world. So with that, I'll pray us out. And again, if you have any questions or anything, just like somebody was saying, is there going to be a class part two? I mean, it could be. Let me know or talk to pastor or again, if there's certain things that maybe obviously we didn't touch on or, I don't know, whatever the Lord has, is I'm totally fine with. So we'll just leave it to, we'll see what God has, but let me pray and then we'll be dismissed. But Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for tonight. I thank you so much for this opportunity to, Lord, just to pray and to hear my brothers and sisters, Lord, just go to the throne of grace, Lord, in their personal way. And God, what a blessing it is to me to hear that, and what an encouragement. Again, as we go out in our week tomorrow and we go to our jobs and job sites and again, how we interact with this world, God. Lord, I just pray a blessing upon these people. Lord, they signed up for a class on about prayer. And again, Lord, it's so important. And I pray you just help them, Lord, have an effective prayer life. Lord, to use, again, not every single thing that I said speaks to them, but I know there was at least one or two things for every person in this class, Lord. And I pray they would take those points and principles and use it to have, Lord, as that whole title is, to have an effective prayer life, God. So again, I pray you bless your people, Lord. Help them to be just connected with you, Lord. God, do a great work. I pray in each person's life here that through their prayer time, through their prayer ministry, that they'll come back to me a month from now, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, and just say, here's the great and mighty things that God has done through my time of prayer, Lord. And God, and it's not about me, Lord, but it's about what you're doing in the lives of your people, God. And we just love you so much for that, Lord. Again, I pray just a blessing. I pray you take everyone here home safely. Lord, just give us a great week till we meet back next Sunday. And I just ask and pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, folks. Thank you.